This is our presenter. She's a community public health nursing faculty at the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth College of Nursing. She teaches undergraduate, graduate, and PhD nursing students in the Sustainabilities program. She's a certified public community health nursing clinical specialist and has served on the board of directors of the Association of Community Health Nursing Educators, the steering committee of the Alliance for Nurses for Healthy Environments, the Nursing Education Steering Committee of Health Volunteers Overseas, and the Board of Directors of the Greater New Bedford Community Health Center.
Welcome, and thank you all for being here. As Laura said, we're trying to gain momentum with nurses who are interested in environmental health, and I'm really happy that I follow Laura because this talk is about process, not product. It's not going to be lots of new information about environmental health, but where to find it. So before I go any further, I'd like to acknowledge the co-presenter, Claudia Smith, who's in the middle of the room, and also Brenda Assel, who's beside her, who is part of the development of this team. So I want to acknowledge them right up front. We do have nothing to disclose. And overall, this presentation's main goal is to explain to you about an effort we've made, and Laura's connected to it as well through the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environments, but also to engage you and to have you engage other people, because this is really a growing resource, and you'll hear more about it. But our first goal is to discuss the environmental health competencies for nursing practice that have been developed over the last number of years, and we're excited because public health nurses have really been at the forefront of engagement with environmental health. If any nurses have been, it's really been community health, public health nurses. But now through some advocacy and mandates, we have a lot more guiding documents to speak to that. So I'm going to discuss some of ANI, the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environments Competencies for Practice that were developed, the Standard 16 from the Scope and Standards of Practice by the American Nurses Association, and then ASHNE that Joyce referred to, the Association of Community Health Nursing Educators, the Baccalaureate Essentials through ASHNE that we're building on the 2008 AACN Essentials. Then I'm going to apply them to nursing education and practice and explain the knowledge network, the breadth of resources available to nurses, and how to become a contributor, because that's the main takeaway point, which is right here, is to use the knowledge network, which is this particular website, for one-stop shopping and to link to other environmental resources. And I said this is about process. It's still in process, and we need all of you to help us with that process. So just to go backtrack, some of these guiding documents, fortunately, back in 2005, the PHN section of APHA was a leader in addressing environmental principles. Laura, I believe you were on that group as well as others. In 2009, after the BSN Essentials were published by AACN, ASHNE developed those. We have a little more of them. And then 2009, ANI, the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environments. And with those competencies that were developed in 2009, a group of us, including Brenda and Claudia and myself, really did some connecting with people at ANA to say, we really need to have this in the ANA Scope and Standards of Practice, and it became Standard 16, which is really exciting. So these are the principles for public health nursing that were developed by the public health nursing section folks, and you can read them there, but I'd really like to focus on number one. As I said, public health, community health nurses have always been really focused on environments. We've considered that part of our practice. We've gone into communities and homes and other settings, and we've looked at the environment. But that expansion into looking at some of the real toxic risks that Laura alluded to that come in through water and food and pesticides and other toxic exposures in communities is really essential. Also, the precautionary principle down here, number five, is really a fundamental tenet, and that is also explained in more detail in many places, including by public health nurses like Rosemary Chaudhry, but it's also on the website. And also, the point that Laura was speaking about really was environmental justice is a right of all populations. And I came in here from hearing Dr. Richard Jackson speaking in another room and really highlighting some of the data that Laura spoke about that is really how prevalent diseases are in children especially, but across our populations related to the environment and the term built environment, which we haven't really, he said in 2002, there were no abstracts submitted to APHA around the built environment, and now there's, you know, hundreds of them because we're recognizing that what we're doing, and Laura showed you the homes that were garden-type apartments rather than high-rise federal housing. So ASHNEE's Baccalaureate Essentials, which are available through ASHNEE and the website, do speak to the fact that in public or community health nursing, we do have broad areas and specific competencies for the baccalaureate graduate, the generalist, and those were developed in 2009. Then the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environments had a working group. The Alliance was actually formed in December of 2008 and broke into various work groups. Laura is one of the co-chairs of the research work group. I'm one of the co-chairs of the education work group. And we decided that our real focus was to be how to advance the education of nurses both in formal academic settings, but nurses in practice. And we set up some goals for that, and by June of 2009, we had developed the competencies that I don't have listed out here. You can only look at so many lists, but those were the precursors to the scope and standard, which I will have here in a minute. And then we created the Knowledge Network, which was, the idea was to form something that was the value of a textbook with a lot of science-based, rigorous references and material that you could use as a textbook, but also a network to have our growing cadre of us who really support environment for nursing practice have a way to connect and also to build knowledge together. And that kind of went live in 2010. And then this past May, a group of us got together to make specific recommendations. Laura indicated that it's hard to get nurses to integrate environmental health across the curriculum. I'll say a little bit more about that when I get to that slide. So the innovative features of the Knowledge Network are that it has the essential content you would expect in a published textbook, and that's growing. As I said, it's still a work in progress. It has access through the educator tab, which is brand new, and of course I can't go live on the internet in here, but I have some screens printed out and I'll show you where that would be, where we're really building some of the how to use this most effectively bits. It's a source for innovative teaching strategies for environmental health nursing, and it has important information for public health nursing practice. So it's not just for students, we're all students in life. So it's for everybody, whether we're in a formal education or as a student for life, but also the social network feature. So if you were to, this is the front page when you log on, and these banners change, so this happens to focus on the advocacy group, what Brenda Afsell has been very active in. But we have different banners that go by. But over on this side of the website now, on that front page, is a tab. These are all, you know, click on tabs. So just to show you, this is on this site, you can actually I should go back. If I'll show you more of the front page, I'm sorry for this, more of the front page on a later slide, but if you go down to the bottom where it says the Enviro-N categories, there is a link that brings you to the scope and standards of practice where you can actually read standard 16 and how it was developed. I'm not forgetting to tell you anything here. And here it is in readable form. And this is published in 2010, came out last year, where you can see that now not just public health nurses, but all nurses must have knowledge of environmental health concepts, must promote practice environments that are reducing the risk for workers, and I believe Cindy's going to talk about a work safety topic after me, as advocates for the judicious use of products in healthcare, but it should be in our health practice, because as Laura is talking about the Healthy Homes Initiative, communicate environmental health risks and risk reduction strategies. That's what public health nursing is all about. And using the scientific evidence and really work for healthy communities. And this would be advanced level competencies for a nurse in a higher level of practice, a master's prepared or DNP practice area for nursing. And these are available on that website. So when we talked about that essential content for nursing, but also particularly for public health nursing, we want to respond to the ASHNY Baccalaureate Essentials for Public Health Nursing. We wanted to look at recommendations to integrate content throughout the curriculum, not just in public health, although we have often been the champions in nursing education. We want to identify content most appropriate for community and public health nursing concepts and provide accessible information for practice. So what we did is when we met in May, we thought of the typical kind of courses that every program has in some form or other. We didn't target just one college curriculum, but these were sort of the general areas that we felt all baccalaureate programs had. And we decided on what would be the essential content in that particular course. And then we recommended some really easy strategies to incorporate that into the course, because if any of you in the audience are faculty, you know the common thing is, oh, there's so much content, we can't add anything else, or how can we respond to a new demand here? So the idea was to make it accessible. So those are also available on the site. But for us who are in public health, we wanted to say what was specific to community or public health nursing that couldn't really be taught in the other areas. So as we parceled out information, we looked at things that were particular for public health nursing. Not to say that some of the things would be building from earlier knowledge. I'm going to walk you through a couple of examples, but let's say down here with the types of assessments, many of us would want to incorporate an environmental health risk assessment, which could be for individuals or for workers or for individuals in the community. Hopefully that would be introduced in the health assessment course that students would take earlier, so you could build on that. So there's a number of them, and I'm just going to walk you through, as if we were really able to click live, as to how this site can help you with some of those topics. So first I'm going to start with special populations at risk and look particularly at older adults. So here's our front page again, but now I'm pretending to scroll down on the left. You see the categories, and you can see that there's a number of them, and they explain what they are. You can also see a way to join. There's no fee. You just join. You become a member. You get a profile. It helps us all to get to know you and other resources. And you click further down, and you see basically something that represents most of the work groups and other information on that front page. Well, let's go back up, and I'm going to click on the essentials, and you're going to think this is magic because I don't have internet. And here are the essentials. And these were what we felt were five core areas. So if those of you who are like me and Claudia and think like a book, we, because Claudia's an editor as well, to say here was where the link was for the scope and standards that I already showed you. And we looked at core material around advocacy, environmental health sciences, vulnerable populations, something that's on the bottom of the page you don't see, green nursing, but also vulnerable populations. Who's most at risk, and how do we get more information about that? So that link clicks you over to here. So I'm going to go down here and begin here. And then if you, this is an introductory chapter, if you will, or overview that I wrote for this section. But if you click down the page and then you go over here and you click on older adults, it brings you up to the section of that introductory chapter, if you will, on older adults. And you see there are some real, links right here to this environmental health framework through the EPA's Aging Institute that gives you lots more information. So that's one feature about having a, if you will, book online, is you can go right to the connections. You can also get to the this book on environmental threats to aging, PSR, I believe. Can't see the bottom of it now. But you can find those kind of links that connect as well as the information we start with. But we'd like to engage all of you, if that's a special interest area, to help us add to that section. So let's say another place for community health nursing is to look at, have another minute? Okay, assessment tools. So we have a link on there where you can find all sorts of assessment tools that are relevant to community. This is from the University of Maryland School of Nursing, through EPA Tools for Schools, through a home and environmental health safety assessment, pediatric assessment, all sorts of them. So let's click on one, and this happens to be one from the University of Maryland School of Nursing Environmental Health Education Center, which is really, you know, nice and user-friendly to show you, and I can't scroll around because this isn't live internet, even though you think it is, about some of the risks in the health community that you would want to look at. You can then go right to a link for the EPA site where you really want to look at your location and explore some of the risks that are in your location. Or you can go to ToxTown, which is a way to really identify the kinds of risks in, well, you can go not just to the town, you can do Tox City, you can do Tox Farm, you can go all over the place. But then all the links come live to either the types of chemicals or the types of locations within the town. You can do the home environmental health and safety assessment tool that I believe Allison Davis developed, also from the University of Maryland, but that's available on the site. So this is something that nurses can use and practice, or they can have students use. You can also see a resource that was co-developed by one of the Annie members, Sandy Worthington, and Planned Parenthood did this Green Choices, where they have their own health assessment tool or pediatric home assessment available for the National Center for Healthy Housing. So those give you some of the kinds of things that you could use for environmental health in public health nursing practice or for education. There are other resources there. I'm not going to go on because I only have a minute, but various articles that have been published that are available on the site, and we hope to find other references to help build everyone's knowledge together. So our recommendations are to really review those guiding documents to see what are the specific recommendations for nursing education and practice. And then as faculty, we advocate not just in community public health for this content, but we engage our other nursing colleagues around the areas of content that really should be integrated across the curriculum, that we would then emphasize the things that are true to public health nursing practice, and that will be enhanced both through educating nurses and in practice. So again, the takeaway message is to please use the network and to engage in it so that you can help us build knowledge, because it's not just a group of us, it's all nurses. So I want to thank the co-authors and the team that developed it, Healthcare Without Harm funding for the part of the project, the Candida Fund, University of Maryland School of Nursing Environmental Health Education Center, and the Annie Education Work Group. Thank you all.